High Bridge Audio presents The Mystical Life of Jesus, an uncommon perspective on the life of Christ. Written by Sylvia Brown and read by Jeannie Hackett. Preface. It is very hard sometimes to describe oneself, but as many of you know, I am what the world calls a psychic. I was born in Kansas City, Missouri in 1936, and inherited my psychic gifts from my beloved grandmother and a long list of ancestors who had psychic abilities that go back more than 300 years. In my youth, I was tested many times by doctors and scientists, and they all came to the conclusion that I had very distinct paranormal abilities. They would throw terms at me, such as clairvoyant, precognitive, clairaudient, prophet, sensitive, and trance medium. Well, I more or less knew the definitions of these words. As a young woman, I really didn't understand them that well, especially as they pertained to me. I just thought that maybe I was nuts or mentally ill. As a young girl, I would sense things, see things, and hear things, and sometimes they were very frightening to me. If it had not been for my grandmother, Ada, I just think that I would have gone into a shell and locked myself out from the world. As it turned out, with my grandmother's loving counsel, and much, I'm sure, to the chagrin of my parents, I didn't. I was nothing if not a handful. Very precocious, outgoing, loud, energetic, and incessantly asking questions and talking. My constant talking got me into trouble more times than not, as I would sense things and just blurt them out to family or even complete strangers. I really couldn't understand why my father would bury his face in his hands or why my mother would turn and yell at my father to do something with me. I'm sure it was hard on my family to raise me, for I would consistently do things that would embarrass them. Some may have seen my behavior as cute or charming, but I'm sure others would have just seen me as a little brat. I was 8 years old when my spirit guide, Francine, first made contact with me. To hear the words, "I come from God and you have nothing to fear," when no one was there was quite terrifying, and I immediately ran to my grandmother screaming. From that time on, my gift of clairaudience has never left, and Francine would give counsel and solace to me many times over the years. She said to me in the beginning that she would not help me with my own abilities, as they needed to develop on their own. And to this day, she does not help me with my private readings or in answering questions from audiences or groups when I do lectures. I first became aware of my trance mediumship ability while taking a class on hypnosis in my late teens. Thankfully, I was with a few close friends whom I had grown up with and had already talked to them about Francine. The teacher started a group hypnosis exercise on the class, and I went under easily. Then, for the first time, Francine came into my body. She quickly introduced herself to my astonished friends and gave them a few tidbits of information so they would be convinced it was not me. When I came back to consciousness, my friends quickly informed me of what had happened, and I instantly became infuriated. I was confused, angry, and frightened. Francine immediately began talking to me to calm me down. She logically explained that she had to do this to show me my transmediumship ability and that it was not harmful in any way. She knew I would never have allowed her to do it otherwise. The truth be told, she was probably right, as I was already in the mindset that I could possibly be crazy. We made a pact that day that she would never enter into my body in trance again without my permission, and she never has.